morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 12th, 2022. Well, today I'm going to share with you several things which are on my mind this morning, kind of rambling thoughts, but hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you. First, when I woke up this morning, the song God is Calling the Prodigal was on my mind. I don't know why that song was on my mind. However, the truth which the song portrays is true. God is calling the prodigal, come without delay. And it says, hear his loving voice calling still. If you are a prodigal, return home. The Father will run to meet you. Of course, we could talk about that for a while, but I got some other things on my mind. Then I read some in the book of Judges and the book of Ruth in my daily Bible reading. I'm a little bit behind in my daily Bible reading on the Old Testament. I'm trying to catch up. And as we concluded the book of Judges, the conclusion to the book of Judges is some of the most difficult to read in all of Scriptures. What those chapters show us, though, is the depths of depravity in man's heart. They show us how far man will fall into wickedness when everyone is doing as Scripture says in Judges 21:25, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. So when we leave the Word of God and start doing what is right in our own eyes, the depths of depravity in man's heart is revealed. I'm cautioned as I think about how far this world will go because we have left off following the Word of God. We could say a lot about that too, couldn't we? Then as I read through Ruth, that book reveals to us the providence of God. God uses the decisions which we make in our lives to accomplish His purposes. It's such a blessing to see how God takes the life of Naomi, who calls herself bitterness, and turns her life into joy. Keep in mind, when the circumstances of life seem bitter, God may be working to bring them to joy. Keep trusting in Him, as did Naomi and Ruth. And finally, this morning, I want to discuss the need to be aware of Satan as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. As Christians, we are faced with many different obstacles in our ability to promote the glory of God in a lost world. These obstacles are many, and they are increasing. And where that's going to end, we don't know. But we need to be aware as Christians of the need to stay out in front of the work of Satan. What may not seem like an issue today may be in the future. We need to have a vision of how to set up a defense before Satan makes an attack. I was reminded of this by an email I received from Sermon Audio. They are working to ensure they have the ability to broadcast sermons in the future. We all need to think of this. We need to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy as Christians today. However, we need to understand these freedoms may not always be present. What we as Christians need to do is to have a vision of how we are going to operate if our freedoms are restricted. Remember, where there is no vision, the people perish. If we wait until our freedoms are gone to begin to work, we may be too late. Let's pray and work to stay out in front of potential problems. Exalting the glory of God to this world is our task. We do that through the preaching of the gospel. Sermon Audio helps us do that. So let's understand the work we have to do. And let's be aware of the potentials for our freedoms to be restricted. And let's pray and let's work to make sure that we stay out in front of that issue so we can continue to promote and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that you are that Father waiting for the prodigal. I thank you for the knowledge that this is your world and you are working in and through it. I pray, Lord, for grace to serve you. Also pray that you would give wisdom to your people to help them know how to stay in front of the work of Satan. Lord, I also pray for Sermon Audio that they would be able to acquire the funds to build the vault so their need to utilize cloud space is reduced. Lord, thank you that we know our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Help us as we walk with and serve you today. We thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Have a good day. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.